Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch. Without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. If you've been looking on social media at coaches to help you with business and people talking about how to use Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest, you will at some point have heard them talking about the algorithm. You'll have seen people talking about how to beat the algorithm, how to make the algorithm work for you. But what is it? What is this algorithm thing? Well, every platform that you use, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Etsy, Amazon Handmade, Shopify, they all have algorithms. And simply put, an algorithm is just the set of rules that governs how these sites work. It governs how, on social media, how many people see your posts, how they appear in the feed, in sites like YouTube, which have search functions. The algorithm governs who appears in the search results and how high up you go. It's just the rules on how these platforms work. You cannot beat the algorithm. That is impossible. You have zero choice but to work within those rules. And if you try and work outside the rules, that's when your account gets shut down. What you can do is work within the rules and work it so that you take maximum advantage of all the features that they provide for you. You cannot beat the algorithm, but you can work it so that you get maximum effect from that platform. And this comes down to how these platforms work. Now, when you are working for yourself, you know, most of us in our crochet businesses, it's just us. So you shouldn't be trying to spread yourself over every platform. You should be choosing one. You should choose one social media, one platform to sell on. The platform you choose needs to be the one that you're most comfortable working with. So everyone's different. But you can sell your crochet on any of them. There is no platform that is better than another. It all comes down to which one you prefer working with, which one suits you best. For me, it's Facebook. I prefer it. I just get on with it better. Instagram, I have never wrapped my head around. X, I just don't have time for. I am on YouTube, but I use YouTube as a supplement to my Facebook. I send traffic to YouTube. I don't expect YouTube to come to me. I use Pinterest because that is my preferred platform. Social media, I use Facebook, but Pinterest is not social media. It's a search platform. And I find it's a fantastic way of getting traffic. So I use Facebook as communication so I can actually speak to my audience. I use Pinterest to drive traffic to my crochet patterns to get them sold. And I use Facebook to get suggestions as to what happens next and connect with my audience. That's how my setup works. But you need to work within the strengths. Now, I don't use Facebook as my primary platform to sell because I'm not very social. I find it's a great way to connect with people and chat with them. And I have grown a healthy Facebook group. There's thousands of people in there. But you will not find me very active otherwise. because Facebook requires you to be social. That's its algorithm. It rewards you for being social. You will get more people seeing your posts. More of your posts will appear to more people if you are social, if you are chatting in the comments, if you are posting regularly, if you're creating engaging content that gets people talking not only to you as a comment, but talking to each other. If you make video content that gets lots of views, if you are active in other groups and chatting with people on there, Facebook's algorithm rewards you by letting your post be seen by more people. That's how its algorithm works. You have to play within its strengths. Instagram is all about pretty pictures and fun videos. You have to have fantastic looking pictures that stop scroll. You have to have fun videos that catch people's attention and engage them to watch. And if that happens, Instagram will reward you by having your grid posts or your reels shown to more people. For YouTube, it's about creating either informative or entertaining content. You do need to over SEO for YouTube because you're going to get found in search results. But YouTube will also reward you for view length. So the longer somebody watches your video for, the more chance you have of going up in search results because clearly your content matches your search title. And that means you have a more informative or engaging, entertaining video. So it rewards you. Each platform has its own prerogative. It has its own way of working. It has its own particular algorithm. And the algorithm is just a set of rules. What it wants in order to reward you, I guess. If you are just viewing content, then this doesn't apply. But if you are using it to create content, these platforms say, we are only going to let more people see your content if you are doing what we want you to do. So you've got to work within that strength. So when choosing which platforms to use for your crochet, you've got to choose the one that you're most comfortable with, and then you've got to use it in a way that agrees with the mission of that platform. Now, these sites do not advertise what their algorithm is. They will not tell you their particular set of rules. Instead, you'll find a mission statement, and they'll tell you what their mission is. And you have to go and view that. If you want to know what to do in order to get these platforms to work best for you, go look at their mission statements. Pinterest wants to inspire. Pinterest is also a search engine. So it wants you to create pins that will inspire people to seek the solutions to what they're typing in, to the questions they want answering. If they are typing into Pinterest that they want to see ideas for an eco-friendly bathroom, then they want pins that inspires them to create that eco-friendly bathroom. And when it comes to your crochet, that could mean things like soap savers or bathroom rugs created with eco-friendly yarns. And you create the pins to answer those questions and give inspiration as to ideas. That's what Pinterest wants. Facebook wants to help people to connect with each other and socialize. That's its whole thing. The only way you get these platforms to work better for you is to play within their rules, is to do what the algorithm wants you to do. It can't be beaten. You cannot change the game. All you can do is take advantage of all the features and use them in the way the platform is designed for them to be used. You do that, and it's going to work unbelievably well for you. And that's all you got to do. Play within the rules. Learn how your platform works inside and out. Now, if that means that you're not going to use all the features, then be prepared to not get great results. I know I will not get fantastic results from Facebook because I am not using all the features. I don't want to go into other groups and chat. It just doesn't suit me. I'm not that kind of chatty person. I do want to use it as a way to connect with my audience. So I generally really only use my Facebook page and my Facebook group. But I'm also sending people there. You know, on my Etsy shop, you will find the link to my Facebook group. On my website, you will find the link to my Facebook group. I mention it in every single blog post I write. I have it on the PDF for my patterns. I have it in my newsletters. If people want to connect with me in chats, they come to my group. But I don't expect my Facebook page to blow up because I'm just not using it all. You need to have realistic expectations. If you do all the work and do everything these platforms want of you, you'll have fantastic success on them. But if you're not prepared to do that, you need to limit your expectations. You need to accept that if you do not use these platforms in the way they are designed to their full extent, you are not going to see the same results as someone who does use everything. The algorithm is there simply to govern how these platforms are used. They tell you what you can and cannot do. They tell the platform to reward you if you do certain things. The more you use it, the more reward you get. Bear that in mind. Learn how to use each platform. Learn which one is best suited to you. Learn how you want it to fit within your crochet business. And set realistic expectations for yourself. If you learn to use them properly, they will give you amazing results. But you may need a multi-strand approach if your mind doesn't work that way. I use Facebook, Pinterest and YouTube and my website all in conjunction with each other because that is the strategy I've worked out is best for me. And you have to do the same for yourself. There's no point in trying to beat these algorithms. What you really need to do is learn how to use the platform. Learn what you're willing to do and how that fits into your plan for promoting your crochet business.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way. And I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.